KBMW.
Good morning, my friends. 8:17. Got cloudy skies, some light rain. 40 degrees going on, and time to get our talk round started. We're going to be talking with a lot of people today, and pretty diverse morning show. We're going to get things started with my good friend, Pastor Mark Gronseth, United Methodist Church.
Hey,
good,
Bill.
Good morning, my friend.
How are you?
Well, not as busy as you.
Well, you know.
As we were just discussing your itinerary, and it's, your day planner's pretty full.
It's going crazy.
Well, you got a couple things coming up here. Tell us a little bit about Soul Shop. What is this all about?
Well, I'll tell you what. Soul Shop was something we did last June 21 for adults, and this is for youth leaders. And it basically is this: equipping faith communities to minister to those impacted by suicide. Mm-hmm. And it's a two-day event, Wednesday evening, the 16th. I get my dates right. The 16th.
You got a lot going on.
November, 6:30 to 8:15. It's an event that doesn't cost you anything at the Methodist Church in Breckenridge. And then on Thursday, the 17th, 8:30 to 3:30. That does cost. It's $35 for the all-day event.
Mm-hmm.
The event is entitled Soul Shop, and it's going to be led by a guy named David Galvin, who has worked with youth his whole career. And just a couple things about this. Soul Shop is the leading provider of faith-based suicide prevention workshops in the U.S. Target audience for this one-day workshop is pastors, ministers, clergy and benefits counselors, lay ministry leaders, first responders, and essentially anyone interested in learning how to effectively ministers to those youth impacted by suicide.
Boy, and it seems to be epidemic these days.
Well, yeah, given that 6% of adults and 17% of adults, 17% of adolescents are thinking about suicide, and 50% of any congregation is impacted by suicide in some form, this is an issue.
Mm-hmm. It is an issue.
The church and the community cannot avoid.
Right.
And it's something that is very timely as we keep reading about, coming out of COVID with all the isolation and being apart from family and friends.
Right.
And it's just a big deal, Bill. And it's for $35 to have a day of education and encouragement is worth the $35. Besides, you get breakfast and lunch.
Well, and great information,
yeah.
Too.
Food.
I mean,
yeah. Absolutely.
You can always bribe people around here with food. That's that's always a good way in.
Yeah. We have, this is something that even Fargo-Moorhead really hasn't had one of these Soul Shop workshops before, and so I'm hoping to reach out. I've been working with Kara at Prairie St. John. She's mm-hmm. been an invaluable help with planning and things and publicity.
Mm-hmm. So essentially what this is going to do, as you mentioned, too, and just to repeat it, teach you to minister.
Absolutely.
To youth, with this maybe rolling around in their head.
And then on the CAST workshop, Wednesday night, that one says possible participants would include firemen, police, counseling center employees, hospitals, schools, support groups, NAMI, domestic abuse organization, and other leaders in our community. And that is an hour and a half to 2 hours. It's a faith-based operation, Soul Shop. Mm-hmm. But then the Wednesday evening is the faith-based part of that stuff is not included. So it's still open to anybody in the community that wants to learn more about suicide and prevention. And essentially, being a good listener and asking a question.
That is very important. Is this the first time you've done this? You've done this before.
We did
you?
This back in June 2021
okay.
for adults at the Wahpeton Event Center. And it was well attended, but there was an awful lot of folk that were still kind of nervous about coming out to mm-hmm. something
yeah.
that's, exposing them to other people.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. We also have eight different organizations that are going to have information tables set up on Thursday
mm-hmm.
also.
So the more you learn, I've always believed this, the more you learn, the less uncomfortable you're going to be.
Absolutely.
So just show up and those jitters will go away.
Yep, register. Registration is through Eventbrite. And let me give you that. It is, I don't know if I need this, https://soulshopforyouthleaders.eventbrite.com. Or if you have any questions, call me, Mark Gronseth, at the Breckenridge Church, 643-5158.
All right.
So that's one thing.
That takes care of one thing on your day planner. Yeah. But you got others.
Well, I have this wonderful, exciting news. It's been, I think, 2 or 3 years since we did an ecumenical Thanksgiving service. And about 5 of us pastors got together the other day and said, hey, let's do this. So on November 20th, 2022, at 4 p.m., we are going to have an ecumenical Thanksgiving celebration. It's going to be at the Breckenridge United Methodist Church. And?
And?
Afterwards, we're having coffee and bars.
Of course you are.
Coffee and bars.
Of course, yes. Coffee and bars.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we've got Pastor Tom Peterson from Bethel Lutheran is going to preach.
All right.
The message. Father Dale and Father Paul. No, yeah, Father Paul from St. John.
You got all the good folk together for this.
Pastor Ollie from Breckenridge Lutheran and Pastor Marianne Bernard from Evergreen and yours truly. The Bell Choir is going to play. Mary Jane Pauley is going to direct the Bell Choir. And Kent Loken is going to conduct 2 songs from the cantata.
Wow.
So we'll have a cantata choir there. So I'm hoping it'll be wall-to-wall people.
Well, I think with that lineup, it probably will be.
I certainly hope
so. Are you going to be serving up lutefisk for this? That I had to ask.
No, I wanted to make sure we had as many people as come as possible. There is still that kind of like, lutefisk. You know, Lessa maybe, mm-hmm. But lutefisk, yeah.
You've done this ecumenical thing before too,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
The last time we did this was at St. John's Catholic Church.
Okay.
So it's been a bit of a while.
You're gonna do that in your home now, and post COVID, I think you'll have a great turnout for this.
Well, I tell you who it was. It was a lot of the super generation.
Would that be yours?
I'm not going to use the word that starts with O or even the one that starts with M.
Mm.
But the super generation that really said, "Hey, can we do this?" And I said, "Sure, we can." So
nice.
But if you're under 20, still you'll feel welcome to come.
Absolutely, anybody can show up for this too. That's
absolutely.
The beauty of it. So come
the
and join
the
that fellowship. And like I say, you're going to have all the heavy hitters, all the good players there for this one.
And we're also taking an offering for the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the process of expanding.
They are.
Folks know that, but yeah. So
and I got to get them in here. I'm going to try to get them in here in the next couple of weeks.
That would be good.
Talk about the need there too, because mm-hmm. they're right around the holidays. There's always that. There's always that.
Absolutely.
Need. And that is definitely a great resource. So busy guy you are, Mark Gronseth.
Yeah, but I just what would I do? Just sit around and.
Making me feel guilty.
Eat lutefisk or something.
No, you wouldn't be doing that.
Oh, no.
So one more time, Soul Shop, Cast Workshop, that is November 16th. And then November 17th, you do a follow-up for that.
Yeah,
and
the all-day event.
The 17th is, that's the $35 registration.
Right. Through Eventbrite.
Okay. But the one on Wednesday is absolutely free.
It's free.
Okay.
We would just, if you plan to come, if you would please give us a call or email to the church and let us know. Just we kind of have an idea of numbers that
all right.
are coming on Wednesday night.
So. All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your busy schedule, my friend.
Thanks, Bill.
Make me feel really guilty.
Well,
and a little bit lazy for crying out loud.
Well, you were up a lot earlier than me. So.
Pastor Mark Gronseth, the United Methodist Church, always great to see you, my friend. Take care. It's 826 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.